Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Okay, it's time to panic, everybody. Call number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Panic at the Disco. Tuesday, February 19th. That's a week from tomorrow at Oracle Arena. We got your tickets all week at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. This is your chance right now. Call us up, 800-400-3697. Caller 97, tickets for Panic at the Disco.
The number you call is also the number you can text.
Yes.
That 800-400-3697. You just put it in there and then put in a text like, oh, I love the show.
Yep, just like that.
Vinny's my favorite.
Or Sarah.
And there it
or
is.
Hooman.
Comes right on through.
Yep.
Next thing you know.
We get it. Pictures, videos even.
Right.
We love it.
650 says, my mother-in-law did everything for my husband. Jobs, bailing him out, etc.
Oh, boy.
He won't look for a job even though he hates his. Can't keep track of funds, won't make reservations, makes him uncomfortable. Great guy, but needs a full-time mom.
Oh, well, lucky you. You have the job now.
You didn't see that writing on the wall? You couldn't tell that was going to be your job
going forward?
Sometimes
people put their best foot forward and act like they've got it all together, and then the real them comes out. You're like, holy crap.
And sometimes people just turn a blind eye.
Is that your mother in our closet?
Turn marriage into an idol.
Well, in case he needs any help.
So what?
Into an idol?
Into what, Hooman?
I said sometimes people just turn a blind eye because they
No, but what about marriage?
Yeah, they turn marriage into an idol.
They turn marriage into an idol. Mm. I don't get it.
It's deep. I got to count. That's it for me.
He's out.
He thinks he's such a smart guy.
All right.
So funny. Becomes about marriage and not about who you're with. It's just this thing.
They
idolize the marriage. It's this big.
Like they hold it up,
right?
As though it's this amazing thing. But really,
and then they get it and they're like, "Did I really have to just wipe this guy's butt, or whatever?"
Well, listen, he's got really short arms. Somebody has to do it,
it's
or it's not going to be done properly.
It's
like with your kids.
Awful.
It's like, okay, you clearly did not properly wipe
your
own bum.
You need to train your children so that they can take care of themselves. That's
I didn't want him to get any poo on him. I just like to make sure it's fresh and clean. That's my job. I'm his mom.
Hey, Sarah and Vinny, I never listen to the show live. I can only catch the podcast, but I never miss a show. Mm. Love you guys. Thanks for making me an hour and a half commute one way so much more entertaining. Here's to 20 more years.
Oh my God, please 20 more years. Imagine that. That'd be incredible.
Well, I need that. I'm stuck.
Well, you've got a baby.
Yeah, I just had a baby. Just
a baby.
6 months. We're coming up on 6 months.
Yeah. Nice. And then you turn 50. What were you thinking?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, the original agreement was, okay, if we really want that, I'm willing to try for 3 months.
Oh.
That was the original agreement. I'll try for 3 months. I don't want you to hate me because down the line, I'm the guy that wouldn't let you have your hopes and dreams,
right.
Which was
mm-hmm.
the second kid. So if we try for a few months, at least it'll be up to the heavens as
right.
to whether or not you get what it is you're hoping for.
Uh-huh. And it all worked out. Why are you laughing? She's great. You love her.
What?
The baby.
Oh, right. I do. Absolutely.
You wouldn't change a thing.
No.
It's too late once you know him. Then you're like, no. Oh. You're not just an idea anymore. You're a you.
My husband took off to Tahoe at 6 a.m. this morning. It's fun sometimes to be in between jobs. Good for him.
Yeah.
He's going to get the perfect snow tomorrow morning.
Oh, my God.
Actually, he'll probably get up there early enough to make some turns tonight.
Maybe.
This afternoon.
Johnny Mosley, that the mountain was closed. They were up there sort of trying, but they're standing waist deep in snow. So I don't know if maybe they just have to do all that avalanche control and everything after they get dumped on, but maybe it was from yesterday. Maybe it is open today.
Maybe. Hopefully.
They were talking on the news about some people without power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they did get dumped on. Mm. Like, it was a storm. What did they say? 4 feet in the last 48 hours?
Oh, it's been something like that. I don't know if it was 48 hours, but the recent storms have dumped four new feet.
So great. Keep on dumping.
Will you film the speeches at Vinny's wedding and share it? No.
No.
This is not for that.
I wouldn't do that.
We're not going to do that. We're just going to do this thing real quick and then, you know, I want to be with my friends. I want to have a good day. I hear people say, oh my God, it was the best day of my life.
Maybe it will be.
Well, that's a tall order. I'm not going to go into it thinking it'll be that.
You going to surf that morning?
Maybe. We'll see how
surf
things
are. Surf in the
morning,
wed in the evening. What a day.
Yeah, that would be the best day.
Surf
ever.
Is nature, you know, governed by nature. So
July's not really a good month for that.
No, there's not really.
Maybe suddenly those waves will just start breaking.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to do this
for you
with my friends. It'll be fun.
I can't wait to be there, bro.
But I've had a lot of really good days, so I don't expect it to be the best. Mm. Day. Was your wedding the best day of your life ever?
I had a great time at my wedding.
Right, so no.
No.
Right.
Not my best day ever. But a very memorable day, nonetheless.
And that's good. Mm-hmm. And that's what you hope for, I would imagine.
Sure.
A nice, memorable day where everything went well.
Well, sometimes it's good if some things don't go well. Because even if in the moment it's like, oh man, why is this happening to me? Later, it's the story that you tell. It's nice when things don't go perfectly according to plan. Right, guys? We'll have to plan something so his day doesn't go perfectly according to plan.
I think he'll manage that on his own.
Yeah, leave that to me. Thanks. Yeah. You just show up
it's
and have some...
We'll be there ready to expect the unexpected.
Show up and have some drinks and
Let's
enjoy
see.
Yourself.
Will
Let's
he
dance.
Be late to his own wedding? Hold on.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
510 says, are you kidding me?
What?
I'm sure Dina has enough money to fly to SF and meet this guy. Man, she's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ding, bat.
I don't know what to say about it other than she's clearly getting what she needs from this connection.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or she would have flown out there.
Right.
Because she can fly out there.
Yeah. I just wonder if he's asked her for money.
And,
like, that's the question I would have asked.
Let's hope not. And, you know, if this is a person she's really going to marry, then this person has means too. Mm. Because she would have already discussed that with him. How much can you talk about if you don't talk about all the stuff?
Right. Right. I mean, after 5 years of talking every single day on the phone, you pretty much
cover
all the topics.
You know what he does for a living.
You know how he feels about pandas?
Right.
I mean, there's really nothing that you don't know about this guy.
Well, but he's probably lying every step of the way.
Right.
About every little thing.
408 says, OMG, butt cheek massage is the bomb.
Yeah, it is.
I'm with Vinny. Don't speak until you've experienced it.
Yeah.
Puts me right to sleep.
A butt massage?
I don't get massages. I don't like to be massaged.
Someone's done it wrong to you.
Yeah.
Massage me? No, I just don't like being, I don't want like prolonged, and I hate repetitive touch too. Ugh. It's like if someone's got you by the hand and they're like rubbing their thumb over the top of your head, I'm like, oh my God, are you trying to light me on fire? Because I just cannot have that.
Who did you say did that? Your son? His with your ear or something
like
that?
Oh, my son used to grab me by the ear and just be twirling the bottom of my ear, like the lobe in his fingers.
To help him sleep?
For whatever reason. But my mom was a big, like, she'd, like, be rubbing your arm. And I can just remember even as a kid being like,
stop it.
Please stop touching my arm. But you don't want to be rude to your mom, you know?
That's
but
funny.
It's not. I hate
repetitive touching. So it's something that happened in your childhood.
A dude I lived with in my 20s was in this relationship with this lady. They were together, like, full on together. And he used to do this arm rub thing to her that she thought she loved. And one day, he thought she loved. He did it to her daily. It was the thing. And she turned on him and snapped at him one day and was like, I hate it. I've always hated it. I've let you do it because I feel like it's something you think you need. Stop it and never do it again. And he was like completely like bombs had been dropped on him, like bug eye, like. I think her whole thing's a lie. Like, she's just been sitting there letting me do this. Why didn't she tell me in the first...
That's so funny.
Are they still together?
No. Mm. No, not even
no,
close.
That was the beginning of the end right there. When you're sick of someone touching you.
Right.
It's over.
I met Sarah Friday night at the Sweetwater.
Oh my God, is that from Harmony?
I was nervous and forgot to ask for a pic and a hug. Ugh. Aww. I'm a smart lady, PhD, and director level at work, but couldn't get a sentence out. Love the show.
You should have just relaxed. I was in the mood for talking. I was all liquored up. I actually feel bad after, like, I woke up on Saturday morning, of course, beating myself up. I'm like, oh, I was so drunk. I met listeners, and they probably think I'm a sloppy drunk.
No.
Were you sloppy?
Probably. I mean, I was having fun.
You got ripped?
I would say that I did do the water method, though.
So even your water method.
It slows you down, Vin. It really does. You know, you got to wait in line at the bar to get a water. Mm-hmm. Although they have a water thing, a little dispenser, so that made it. That was good. I could go have a, and then, you know, it just takes time to get a drink. Plus, I kept putting drinks down and walking away from them.
And like, that's dangerous.
Oh, my God.
No,
why
then they'd
you...
get picked, because I was dancing. They would get picked up. I'd come back and be like, where's my drink? Oh, I'll get a water.
Yeah, but you have to be careful leaving your drink down that someone doesn't put something in there.
Yes, true. People regarding... are always out to roofie me.
Yeah. Mm. Harmony. No.
414.
Yeah, Harmony. You're roofie me.
Says, regarding Dina Lohan, Sarah, you're being harsh. Yeah, she seems a little scattered, but she's revealed herself to be kind. And sweet friend in the house. I'm
not
rooting
saying,
for her.
I'm actually not saying that she's a bad person, but as far as gameplay, I don't think she deserves to win that game. She's just sort of ping-ponging off. She's not doing anything to... Like, she actually talked a little game with Tom, and I was like, all right, here we go.
I'll tell you this.
Finally.
Very little.
To me, she's always the person in a photograph or and part of some story about Lindsay or whatever. I've never seen her in anything or seen her speak. So this PR-wise for her was good because I actually think she seems like a much nicer lady than I would have thought.
She seems very nice.
Yeah.
Her quote from Friday night's show is, I vict to evote Tom Green.
Yes.
I was like, do you?
Boy, that went by quick.
Yeah. You vict to evote him, huh?
You'd think she'd stop and go, hold on.
Huh? She's obviously nervous, and she always says hi to Lindsay. I'm like,
hi,
is
Lindsay
watching?
All right. Well, it's her mom, right? Right? She
absolutely
must be.
I know, it seems like she's busy in Greece.
That beach club show that.
Oh,
Lindsay
I haven't started. Either. I need to watch that.
Well, it's supposed to be every Tuesdays.
Shalom, my love.
510 says the Obamas ordered food to go at one of their SF visits when they were in office. They sent a letter to Suvla about how great their food was.
Oh.
That place has quietly been the thing, according to Hooman. I didn't know till
now he's
Friday.
Got one in the Marina.
I'm excited.
I'm running out of time. Let me see.
Just get to all the good ones, Vinny.
Did you guys see that Nosferatu will be a series on AMC this summer?
Oh, boy.
It's finally here.
That's a Joe Hill book. That's Stephen King's son.
Mm-hmm.
Did they write it together, Vin, or is that his
no,
alone?
No, I think it's his alone.
It's great. John's reading it right now.
Is it scary?
Yes.
Oh.
Creepy
AF.
Yikes.
Hey, Alice team. You don't have to give 2 weeks' notice. California is an at-will state, so you can leave and they can let you go anytime. Although 2 weeks is a professional courtesy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. You do the 2 weeks for your own, you know, for your rep.
Yep.
So that people, so you show them respect. And then when they are asked how you were as an employee, they show you respect.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right.
We know someone who said, oh, I'll give you 2 weeks and then just didn't show up again.
And then didn't. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And we're counting on that person. Mm. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their own ethic.
Right. And that was the thing. I think we're done. There's a bunch more, but we don't need to keep going over the Grammys. They were fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, microween. That is an undisclosed medical condition and therefore grounds for an annulment. That was one of the first stories we did.
Yep.
A guy said he's an old-fashioned guy and doesn't want to do it before marriage. And then the wife came home from the honeymoon and went right online and said, I've been had. It's too small. What do I do?
And he had told her did you say they were together 6 months and then engaged for 6 months? So for a year, he's saying, I'm old fashioned. I want to wait till marriage. And wouldn't let her at it.
Yeah, you guys.
All right. On that note.
All right. Take a quick break. Back to say goodbye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice is 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Everything okay over there? Fun show.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
How are you?
Great.
We're on?
Monday off to a good start.
We're on.
Right. We're on.
Excuse that early part there. That was...
Oh, maybe that's not even on. Who knows if it caught on or not.
All right. You're gassy? I'm sorry.
You're gassy. You're the one doing it over there.
All right, you guys. Well, it's been a really fun show.
Wow, just sold me out. Jeez.
You guys are just a delight. Every day I come in here, I look at your little faces, and I think to myself, how lucky am I?
Yay!
Yay! All right, have a good one, you guys. Don't forget Celebrity Big Brother's on tonight. There's only two episodes left tonight,
right.
And Wednesday is the finale. And then, lucky you, we'll stop talking about it.
Yay!
Shut up, Bryn!
Get out of here, Bryn!
God! So have a great day, and we'll see you on Get Her Done Tuesday!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.